Clonidine-treated patients had half as much myocardial ischemia as placebo-treated patients. When the clonidine patch was removed on postoperative day 4, there may have been some withdrawal phenomenon that led to the loss of statistically significant differences in the incidence of myocardial ischemia on day 4 and 5. But on postoperative day 6 or more, there was once again an improvement in the incidence of myocardial ischemia in the clonidine-treated group. In the mivazolol study with Holter monitoring, which was entitled Perioperative Sympatholysis: Beneficial Effects of the Alpha-2 Adrenergic Agonist Mivazolol on Hemodynamic Stability and Myocardial Ischemia, Anesthesiology 1997, there was evidence of withdrawal phenomenon with another alpha-2 agonist, mivazolol. In the larger mivazolol trial, published by Oliver, Goldman, Julian, and Holm, entitled Effect of Mivazolol on Perioperative Cardiac Complications During Non-Cardiac Surgery in Patients with Coronary Disease, Anesthesiology 1999, there was improved survival in subgroup analysis, but not in the major trial, and mivazolol will not be clinically available. Withdrawal phenomena from alpha-2 agonists are possible. Do not discontinue patients who are on perioperative clonidine in the perioperative period. If you use clonidine for perioperative cardiac risk reduction therapy as a part of BBAC, just leave the patch on and it will auto-taper as it runs out of drug.